Okay, so when I work at home, first, I get a snack. Then I check sports scores, watch a little South Park, tweet, refresh NewYorkTimes.com, text my cousins, take a nap, get another snack, play music videos from the 80s, start a load of laundry, research UFO sightings, almost buy stuff on Amazon, I post taunts on right-wing websites, I edit vacation photos, look up old girlfriends on Facebook, and then, you know, it's time for lunch, and of course I feel bad. No more fooling around. I gotta get out of the house, right? So I go to a coffee shop. I love coffee shops, even though I don't drink coffee, because there's people there. They're doing things. Used to be driving around, I always wondered who those people were sitting in coffee shops in the middle of the day. Now I know. They're people like me in panic mode because we only have a few hours left. But if you go to the same coffee shop over and over and over again, people start to know you. And once they start to know you, they start to get chatty. Hey, how's it going? Did you hear about what happened down there on Broadway and 14th? Yeah, they're building something. I don't know what it is. Looks like it's going to rain. Looks like it's not going to rain. That's when I pull my trick. I put on my headphones. Oh, I've got a nice pair. They're fat, worth their weight in gold. I stick them on and pow. I hit my equilibrium point between enough coffee shop visual stimulation and the warm, silent cocoon of Master and Dynamics M40 headphones. And when people come talking about the weather report or whatever, I just point to the headphones. They nod their understanding. Oh, he must be listening to something very important. And now, at long last, I can work. I can concentrate. And it's a race against my own neurosis, because I've learned that everything I want to do, music, stories, art, plans, for me, it can only come from silence, from turning off everything. The phone, the internet, go to my quiet place, do stuff. Then I drive back home. And now it's busy. Kids running around, top speed, dog barking, people knocking, chores I'm supposed to do or have done. But after a hard day, I'm trying to sit down and relax. And when the wife asks exactly what do I think I'm doing, I just point at my headphones. But that trick doesn't work so well anymore. Today on Snap Judgment, we proudly present Fortress of Solitude. Amazing stories from that quiet space. My name is Ben Washington. There'll be plenty of time for silence later on. But right now, you're listening to Snap Judgment.